Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Hey, everybody, this is Brent Lorenzo Favre. Now, you might have heard something in the news last week about my sister, Brandy Lorenzo Favre. What's that?
Great. Well, yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. You might think it's unusual for me and my sister to have the same middle name. But we was named after our great. How many greats was that?
More than you can count.
Our great-grandpappy Lorenzo Lamas Favre. He was known for his long, long hair.
A real renegade, right?
I, too, got his Wrangler jeans for the long, long hair. But my long hair is in a different spot. Anyway, I want everybody to know that despite her arrest in the newspaper reports, Brandy did not make, sell, or use meth. I know this to be true because I have always told her. Here's what I told her. I said, Brandy Lorenzo Favre, stick with the pain pills. You can get a prescription for them, which makes it okay to use them. Stay away from everything else or you'll get caught red-handed because you're Brett Lorenzo Favre's sister. Now, if they found meth on her, it must have been somebody else's. Probably belonged to Chili Brad Childress or Jen Sturger or maybe even that Mark Chimura. But not my sister. No way, Jose. Well, that's all from here. Time for me to get back to touch football in my backyard. Now, back to the Brad Westmar Show, already in progress.
Bad touch football is more like it.
Yeah, they play a one-hand touch football in his backyard.
Yeah. I don't know what, I don't want to know what's being touched.
You can only imagine. Here we are again. Welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. You know, last week was our sophomore show, and I felt a little
slumpish?
Little sophomore jinx.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a little bit. But tonight it's show number 3, and I feel really, really, really goddamn good about it. I really, really do.
Aces.
That's one of your favorite words. Aces.
I like it. In an ironic sense.
Aces, brother.
Ace. All aces.
So here we are. The studio is taking shape. I mean, we've got Todd sheets plastered all over this place, along with Batman, Lou Ferrigno, Bruce Lee.
That guy.
That dude there. And that dude there. And
Bruce Willis.
I know him, and fantabulous. So, yeah. Anyway, what else was I going to say? Okay, so first of all, I was really happy to see that Batman was able to make it tonight. I mean, we've had a lot of snow over the last few days, and because I know the Batmobile does not have front-wheel drive. It doesn't have four-wheel drive. It's only got rear-wheel drive, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right? Yeah. So he somehow, I think he got into the Bat-ski. Or the Bat Snowmobile? Is that what it was? The Bat Snowmobile is what he drove here tonight. So it's great of him. I mean, he said, first thing he said to me when I walked in, I said, I wasn't sure if you were going to be here. He said, I'm going to be here for you, brother. It's my man right back there, Batman, behind the pretend glass that's no longer pretend glass, that's real glass in the Batcave. BM is in the Batcave.
Right. Feeling some love, are you?
Absolutely. Jared Afkar, my guest host.
Yes.
My co-host. Not my guest host. You're my... You're my co-host.
Co-something.
Codependent. You're definitely codependent in some ways.
Right.
We'll get to that a little bit later. Now, you know, speaking of, I'm not even sure where to start again tonight, because I always map out a whole bunch of things before we start the show, and I'm like, okay, where are we going to start? Where should we go? What should we start with first? We got football on our minds. Obviously, we got the AFC and NFC championship games coming
on some people's minds.
Yeah, not on yours anymore. No. I know. I'm well aware of that. But what I want to start with first is a Batman reference. And I got to thinking, well, first of all, I was like, okay, I need to find some clips to signify when we're talking to Jared and when we're talking to Batman. So the first thing I came up with was a little bit of this. Oh, wait, I got it. See, I screwed it up already. Definitely. I'm still working on the formatics of this show, and I've just made an executive decision. That will be the last time you hear a song under me ever again. I've had more than one person pleading with me to make this a little bit more easier for me. And I think the most important thing for me to do is to stop worrying about so many things over here that I can't concentrate. And Batman's head, yeah, I know. And Batman does a really good job. And just to show you how good of a job he does.
I think this is one of the traits of a really good producer. Keep the talent happy.
And he does a fine job of that, and I'm with him. So next week we'll make some changes. But I found this to signify when it's time to talk to Batman.
Well, this is odd. I've never encountered anything like this before. I love this job more than I love taffy. And I'm a man who enjoys his taffy. Mm.
Hey, who was that?
Oh.
Adam West.
That was Adam West.
That's right. The Adam West. Exactly. And I've also got a shorter version of that right here.
I love this job more than I love taffy.
That's just my little quick quip for Batman. Then I'm like, okay, how do you know? First, I did some searching online looking for Afkar. Afkar. Believe it or not, there's some Afkar stuff on YouTube.
It's a lot of it's in a language. Exactly. Yes.
Unfortunately, it was in the wrong language, so I couldn't use it. So then I started thinking about our friend on Twitter, Matt McDonald, who suggested Anvil. And I thought, yeah, I came across this that, you know, I thought, if I got it here still, yep, that this might work okay. It's nothing spectacular, but it's quick and it's to the point.
We're about to launch an anvil.
So, I don't know. For now.
Nice.
We're about to launch an anvil.
What does that mean? That's not a euphemism for something, is it?
Well,
because I can picture it being a bathroom kind of thing.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Have you dropped an anvil lately?
That's very good. No, I haven't, but that's a different story. No, yeah. Actually, there's a YouTube video of guys like blowing up, not blowing up anvils, but launching, having one anvil on top of another one and making one of them fly into the air, basically, by making it explode or something like that. So that's where that little clip came from, I guess.
We're about to launch an anvil.
Okay. So here I'm on YouTube looking for some stuff, and I was remembering my childhood and going back to the mid-70s when my very first alarm clock was given to me by my parents for Christmas or my birthday. Because, of course, as a kid, I, of course, loved the Super Friends and loved, you know, comics and loved Batman and Superman and all that stuff. And my very, very first alarm clock was a Batman alarm clock, Batman and Robin alarm clock. And I'm wondering if maybe Batman himself had this particular alarm clock back in the 70s, because we're all in the same age demographic. And so I thought, wouldn't it be cool? First of all, it'd be really cool if I still had it, but I don't. But wouldn't it be cool if I could find it on YouTube? And, you know, you still have it. Unbelievable. That'd be awesome if you'd bring it in sometime. I found a couple of shots on YouTube online. And there were two different ones that I wanted to play for you because I remember both of them happening to my alarm clock. What would happen is this thing was so, it's the 70s, man. And, you know, stuff doesn't work quite the way that it does today. And it ran on batteries. And first of all, this is kind of, I believe, let me see if I got the first one here. Bear with me. This is the first one. And this is kind of the way it sounded. And see if you can make out what they're saying here. Did you catch any of that?
Oh, a little bit.
A little bit? Okay.
I've heard.
Same alarm clock? Awesome. Awesome.
Oh.
So, but as a kid growing up, I remember that so well. I mean, I literally remember it by heart, the words. You saw me lipping it there the entire time. Then what would happen, unfortunately, is it would get old, or the batteries would get old, and then it would start to sound like this. Oops. Bear with me here.
Damn chipmunks.
Yeah.
Mom, I need more batteries! I mean,
Batmunks.
Yeah. Imagine getting awoken. What's the proper word there, Mr.?
Awakened.
Imagine getting awakened by the Batmunks. Yeah. Not good, but I was really excited to find that. I thought that was very cool. And Batman, like I said, if you find yours, that'd be really fun to bring it in here. So now, Jared, real quick, sure. NFL football.
Real quick.
A lot of things going on here. First of all, I wanted to make some comments about Rex Ryan, and I already had this down to talk about before they beat your Patriots this past weekend, which was an unfortunate event.
I like them. They're not my I don't think of them as my Patriots.
Oh, you say that when they lose. But anyway.
I say that all the time.
But the thing about Rex Ryan that was really annoying, at least it got annoying to some point, was last year he talked.
Yeah.
And he backed it up all the way to the AFC Championship game. And this year, you know, before the season started, he talked. And they kind of started to pee all over themselves at one point during the season.
Yeah, they went through a rough patch.
Yeah, they went through a rough patch. And suddenly, here they are again after all the talk.
Yes.
And I was kind of hoping that the Patriots would have shut him up because it was getting a little bit old. But at the same time, goddamn. I mean, there's something to be said for all of his yapping. Maybe.
I mean, it depends on if you attribute the winning to the yapping, or is it just a coincidence?
Well, yeah, you can't. You're right. You can't attribute the winning to the yapping, but you can definitely attribute the motivation to his coaching style. I mean,
I guess. I mean, people forget he is a really, really good defense. I mean, true.
But they scored a hell of a lot of points against.
I wouldn't say a hell of a lot. There were a lot of mistakes.
That's true. They only won 28-21. That's true. It was only 28-21. But all right. Bottom line. No, the thing about Rex Ryan is he is the poster child for needing gastric bypass. At least he was. He gets gastric bypass. And then just doesn't really lose any weight. He's still fat.
Well, who knows what he would be like if he hadn't done it, though.
I mean, yeah, he was fatter. I mean, I will admit he was fatter. But, I mean, I preach adamantly against gastric bypass for a number of reasons. Because, first of all, I'm the poster child for if I can do it, anybody can do it. Okay? Because I used to be a lot larger than I am now. But the whole point of this is that here this guy is. And I just don't know why you would get gastric bypass when you're still coaching an NFL football team. Look at Dennis Green. He did it right. He was fat while he was coaching.
Right.
He retired from coaching. He, I believe, got gastric bypass, or maybe he just lost the weight on his own. Whatever the case, he lost a whole bunch of weight and turned into Gary Coleman. And
right. There was actually a little black man inside a larger black man.
Exactly. And then he went back to coaching the Cardinals and put all the weight back on.
Right.
Because you can't lose weight while you're coaching an NFL football team. I think that's pretty clear. I mean, Sean Payton looks like death warmed over since he started. You know, he used to be kind of a nice-looking young man. Now he looks like he's dead. I mean, he doesn't look good. I mean, NFL coaching is not good for the body. That is for sure.
Which is ironic, because you think they could just run alongside and work out with their people, you know?
You would think so.
Players, that's what they're called. People players.
They're people.
They so, have people, too.
There's I got to move on to something else here. So you got Rex Ryan, and then you've got all this drama, because then you got the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you've got Ben, you know, Raplesberger. And then you've got the Chicago Bears, which I can't help but, I don't know why I'm rooting for them, but I am. I don't know. And then you got your Green Bay Packers, and you got Aaron Rodgers and his, you know, whole thing going on this week of blowing off a cancer survivor. And I've heard and read more rumors about him being a real jerk in real life. And I'll tell you something else about Aaron Rodgers that I'm not going to tell you about. I've heard some other rumors this week about Aaron Rodgers too, but I'm not going to tell you about them because I'm trying to be a little bit more, trying to be a little more PC on this show. Trying. But I've heard some other rumors. Heard some other rumors. Thank God we're not on TV.
About
Aaron Rodgers.
They wouldn't see you doing that thing you're doing.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So all this drama going on. And at the same time, I don't think anybody here really cares in the Midwest. I really don't.
You mean related to the football business?
Yeah, to the football. Yeah. Not, well, they probably don't care about Aaron Rodgers either, but
Yeah, there's not much left. I mean, it depends on what you call the mid, like Kansas City, definitely not. I'm sure in Chicago they care.
That's true. Up north, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and then the East Coast.
Right.
You know, right. And that's about it.
I'm surprised anyone cared about the Seahawks, but that's a different story.
Well, because, the underdog always gets a little bit of play.
Right.
You know, and that was why I was really hoping, but boy, they fell flat on their face.
They were so painful.
Just, it was just horrible. It was horrible to watch. But anyway, so this will be interesting to watch, and we'll see, because, of course, we always have our annual Super Bowl get-together, you and I.
I tell you, though, if the Jets are in the Super Bowl, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I will probably not even watch one bit of the game.
But yes, you will, and we will root for the NFC team regardless of who it is. Even if it's Aaron Rodgers.
Can you imagine all the talk that's going to go up to that after 2 weeks of like them just sitting around? I'm just kill me
but
now.
But how about that? Two teams that he couldn't get to the Super Bowl. What if they both went to the Super Bowl against each other? Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something?
Well, you know, the Packers went to the Super Bowl.
No, but that's true. But he couldn't do it in his last few years.
Oh, right.
He got close but couldn't make it. But anyway, look, I don't want to sit here and talk about NFL football all show long.
The wounds run deep, man.
But one more thing I got to mention about announcers. I read a thing last week.
Okay.
Got my hands going.
I know.
I read a thing last week about the most talkative play-by-play and color man in the booth for the NFL and CBS and NBC and Fox and ESPN. The most talkative play-by-play guy is Kevin Harlan, of all people. Our own.
Really?
Kansas City's own, Kevin Harlan, yes.
Well, you know, Midwest folks do like to chat.
Well, and I think he does like to hear himself talk, but honestly, he's pretty good. I mean, it's not like he's bad. I mean, you know.
No.
And least talkative, Joe Buck, believe it or not.
Yeah, but he probably wins in annoyance in word per word quotient.
This is true.
Because he can get pretty smug and high and mighty in just like three words.
This is true. I'm sorry. I think maybe maybe the least was not Joe Buck, but maybe the least was actually Kenny Albert, because they said in the article that it's probably because Daryl Moose Johnson and Tony Siragusa talk so much that Kenny Albert can't get any words out. And that's probably true. And you got to feel sorry for Kenny Albert every time you see him on TV with his lazy eye or whatever it is. You know?
I don't know. Right.
You know, or is it a glass eye? I'm not sure.
He has a condition.
Is he Sandy Duncan?
He has a condition. Well, no.
Not sure what's going on there. But, okay. So,
right.
I'm sorry. Look, is that on PC?
No.
Anyway, no. I'm just talking about people's particular conditions.
Maybe he can't even see that he has a co-host and he doesn't know that they're there. They're kind of in his blind spot.
Completely terrible.
You started it.
I did. I know. You're right. You're right. Do you think he has a blind spot when you... Never mind.
Does he know there's a game?
I don't know. So, one more thing about Kevin Harlan, and then we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. When I was in St. Louis a couple of weeks ago, I was catching the Chiefs game on the radio for a short period of time, and Kevin Harlan was doing the radio broadcast. Mm-hmm. And he had some guy, and I have no idea who it was, doing the color. And... you know, when you hear things like what I'm about to describe to you, you got to wonder, where's my job? Because I can do better than that, okay?
Right.
So you've got Kevin Harlan, who does a good job. He likes to describe the shiny red helmets and, you know, everything else all the time. He's very,
oh God.
You know, and he likes, I mean, he's kind of a puker when he talks. You know, the Chiefs, Kansas City Chiefs, you know, the way he talks. But that's okay. And he looks like John Elway. That's okay. But overall, I think he does a pretty good job, you know, and he's also, a KU guy, so at least he's from the Kansas City area and everything. So anyway, he's got this color guy on the radio, and at one point, this color guy says, after Kevin does a play-by-play, he says, now, you know, if the Chiefs had three timeouts, this would be a good place to take one of their timeouts. But they don't have three timeouts, so they can't really do that here.
Right.
And I'm like, what?
Madden this is School your, of Journalism.
It was almost very Madden-esque.
Boom!
In that.
What you got going over here is...
Favorite part about Madden is when he talks about the A-hole and the B-hole. I mean, seriously, you can laugh. It's okay. You always hold back your laughter.
Well,
I made him laugh about 15 times already, and he's held back every time. You need to laugh back there, Batman. Okay, thank you. The A-hole and the A-hole and the B-hole. Anyway, all right.
Yes. Oh, man.
All right, so I can see we're going nowhere with this. So, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll talk about where our quest for the intern is at.
All right. Eager to know.
And I've also heard we have somebody here who's going to want to come in and talk to us about a few things. I don't even know exactly what it's about.
Rather large man.
And is he an attorney? Is that what I heard?
Yeah.
Great.
Can't you tell? Couldn't you tell by the car in the parking lot?
Yeah.
How often do we have one of those out there?
What, that beat up van?
No.
Oh, that's
no,
Batman's.
No, no.
I'm sorry.
Right.
I'll tell you what.
Oh.
Let's go ahead and regroup. Are we ready back there, Batman? We're ready. Okay, let me see if I'm ready here. I think I'm ready. Let's go ahead and do this.
The Brad Westmore Show will be right back.
At the risk of receiving heavy fines from the FCC, it is the pleasure of TBS to announce that starting tonight, Sex in the City will be on TBS. What was that for?
You said pleasure of TBS.
Yeah.
You can't say pleasure on the radio. That's $10,000.
Oh, man. You'll see every episode, from the first show to the last goodbye, and now you'll get it on TBS.
What? You said get it on.
And?
That's another 10 grand.
Can we at least play a clip from the show?
If you must.
Roll it.
New York City is all about sex. People getting it. People trying to get it. And people who can't get it. No wonder the city never sleeps. It's too busy trying to get...
Watch You Know What and the City premieres tonight at 10, 9 Central with 5 nights of great sex. Now on TBS, viewer discretion is advised.
Ooh, I like the disclaimer.
Oh, good.
I'll give you $1,000 credit.
Gee, thanks.
We now return to the Brad Westmore Show.
Like this song, don't you? I know you do. You don't like this song? Batman does. Batman's nodding up and down over there.
Well, all right. Good for Batman.
Actually, had a little family outing to Arby's on Sunday, as a matter of fact, and they were playing 70s on 7 in the on speakers.
Right.
This song comes on, and this song brings back memories for me as a kid. And somehow, little Presley Lorraine, our daughter, almost 3 years old, jumps up on the booth, on the seat of the booth, and starts to just dance when she heard this. And it was just, something just struck her, and it was so fun, and everybody was watching. And so I said, you know what, we got to play this as a rejoiner. So here we are. It was cute.
Was she aware that people were watching her?
Yeah, she started to do it on purpose, I think, there after a while.
Yeah, but you're in trouble.
I mean, she was bouncing. I know. She was bouncing up and down. She really, really, really was having a good time. So Kiss brings back a lot of memories for me, and I know it does for Batman as well. Now, you're a different story. We're going to talk about your music snobbery.
It's not snobbery. I was deprived / filtered.
People will probably find that out here a little bit later on in the show. So.
Oh, no. Okay.
All right. So, quest for an intern. Here's where we're at, and I have my concerns. I've gotten a few emails, a few Twitter messages, and things like that. But unfortunately, nobody is actually. Oops. Damn it.
You can't get rid of Kiss.
Nobody. Sorry, Batman. Sorry. It's okay. Nobody has again. It'll be different next week. I promise. I have listened to all of my people.
All of them. Yes.
All of them.
The chorus.
I've listened to the chorus, and the chorus has spoken. And I completely agree with everything you guys are saying. And so from now on, things will be different next week.
I think this is one of the traits of a really good producer. Keep the talent happy.
That's right. And I'm listening to you as well, you hired help. So things will be different next week. Anyway, quest for an intern. Here's the deal. Nobody's really said I want to be the intern.
Well, I don't know that you've done a great job of making it sound like it'd be fun.
Yeah, I know. I do. I know that I mentioned something about running around Jiffy Lube naked last week, and that probably was not a good idea. But
save that.
Right. On the bright side, I have met some great people on Twitter, and one gentleman has suggested, or actually, I've suggested to him. He's a NASCAR guy, and
okay.
I said, "Look, I mean, would you mind if I gave you a recorder the next time you're out there at the Speedway, and I gave you a list of questions to ask, you know, certain people. We'd like to, you know." And I said, you need to understand, these questions are not going to be, who do you think is going to win the race?
Right,
you know?
Right.
The very first question I suggested that we would have to ask would be, did you brush your tooth this morning?
Nice.
And he said, you know what? It wouldn't be fun if we didn't do it that way.
Okay.
I said, all right, good. So the next time Brandon goes out to the Speedway, we're going to get him a recorder and we're going to have him do that for us. And hopefully it won't be like, you know, him going, you know, screaming on the top of the ground. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, because that wouldn't be good.
And hopefully he won't get beaten to a pulp either.
Hopefully not. But I think the good news is I think he fits right in with all of them. So I think we'll be okay.
What do you think of the Intimidator?
Something like that.
D-Rock.
We met a lot of good people on Twitter, though. So, yeah, so far nobody has said I want to be the intern. And I'm a little disappointed by that. But I think we need to just be patient and we'll see, you know, what comes about. I mean, there's got to be somebody around here that
it'll take some time to bubble up.
I mean, yeah. if we need to, we're just going to have to go to Arby's and right. find somebody to come in and just be our right. intern. So anyhow, you know, I don't have the door sound effects, which I'm kind of sad about because you would think normally that I would be ready for something like this, and I'm not. And
you're so discombobulated. It's been one of those days, hasn't it?
Well, we did have quite a day.
Yes.
As a matter of fact. In fact, why don't you just go ahead and mention to people where the bad part really started for you? Because I do have something I want to read to people on the air.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, let's just say I had to run an errand, and I'll talk more about that specific errand later. And I was meeting a friend for lunch and discovered I had a flat tire. And I made it maybe about a block away from work. Fortunately, there was a mechanic right there. I tried to change it, but wasn't happening. That stupid magic anti-theft lug nut that Toyota foists on you was not, it wasn't happening. And we kept popping off and my hands were getting scraped and raw and it was cold. And I was, you know, just getting a little frustrated. I had to cancel lunch and I still had to run the errand.
But you got the help. You got some help.
I did. There was a mechanic right there. So I eventually drove the car hoping I wasn't shredding my flat tire to crap.
Yeah. And then you texted me. And I must read this on the air because I think this will give you an idea as to what the most annoying part of Jared's day was.
Right.
He texts me and says, let me see where it starts here. Flat tire, mother father.
Right.
Although that's not exactly what it says.
Right.
Right. And then I say, holy S word, let me know if I can do anything now or later. Sorry. Then Jerry goes on to say, fortunately, there's a mechanic right across from work. I couldn't even change the tire because the magic Toyota bolt is becoming stripped. Screw Toyota. And screw the annoying Christian pop music that is driving me effing batty. I may have to. Okay, that's something. All right, that's something else. And then I said something derogatory to Toyota. And then I said, are they playing some Jars of Clay?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
And then you said, I don't know what it is. It effing sucks.
Well.
And I said, some classic Michael W. Smith, maybe? And you said, this is where you got a little bit curious. You said, how do you know these things? It all sounds exactly the same.
Yeah, it does.
It kind of does, but and my excuse was that I had to play popular Jars of Clay song back in my radio days, and Michael W. Smith and Amy Grant crossed over into pop music when I was in.
See, this was pure, from what I could tell, it was pure modern pop, and it all. I mean, I hate pop music anyway. It all kind of has that same corporate sterilized sound to it.
Yeah,
and this was, you know, they were such the mechanics were nice. They got me out of there pretty fast. But I just there was nothing else to occupy my time with other than to sit there, stare at the wall or my phone, and listen to this music. No television. No, yeah.
I know. I understand. Well, then I did go on to say something. Ask you too for maybe with Striper or Petra or DC Talk. I just kept rambling on.
By then I was out of there and driving.
Yeah, I noticed. But it was a rough day for both of us. I won't get into all my garbage too. But I just wanted to kind of mention that. I thought it was a nice little
mutual garbage.
Mutual garbage. Absolute mutual garbage. Okay, so I guess Todd just went down to the lobby to get our guest, and it looks like our guest is here. So, let's see. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Big, big guy.
Yeah.
What's your name, Todd's lawyer?
Well, I'm not Todd's lawyer. I'm the lawyer for you, Southern Law guy, and Jay Biggleton Stump Worthy the III, lawyer, Esquire for the Brad Westmar show.
Oh, so you're the show lawyer. You're the show lawyer.
You hire me, son. You don't know these things. You don't mind your P's and Q's and whatnot.
No, I didn't know that I'd hire. How much am I paying you?
You'll see, son. You'll see.
Great.
By the minute.
Okay.
I do declare.
Okay. Great. So what What are you here for then?
You know, I was impressed. You know, you envisioned big things for the show. This is kind of a big Southern, you know, big luau for you guys. And
yeah,
I know that you have a lot of concerns and you're wanting to appeal to a broad group of people. And yes. No one knows how not to offend people better than a Southerner, you know, because we get along with everybody.
Yeah, especially African-American people you enslaved.
They like us just fine.
Yeah, sure. Son. Okay, right.
But, you know, I want you to know that we cannot offend future sponsors because, you know, that's a source of income for you and thereby, vis-a-vis ipso facto, a source of income for me. But, conversely, I'm kind of wondering, too, you know, the more complaints we get that I have to deal with, well, the more I get paid. So maybe you should just keep running that mouth of yours, son. And well, I'll just keep racking up the bill faster than the toad on a hot plate.
Okay, I'll consider that, but I'm trying to be a little more legit this time, so that's why I'm trying to keep it in control. Have you had complaints already?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
There's actually a league of interns, son. They ain't taking kindly to the way you've been talking about them and what hoops you're gonna make them jump through.
There's a league of interns. Okay.
It's a very unionized thing, and I don't think you're aware of such stuff. And,
no.
And there's actually been research done that indicates that interns, they are in fact people too with rights as guaranteed by the Constitution of the United States. They were findings by Pew Research, in fact.
Okay. Okay.
And, you know, anything related to boobies, not a good thing to say about your intern, son.
Okay.
They could be man boobies, woman boobies, dog boobies, cow boobies. We don't want to talk about no boobies, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, my mistake.
Oh, are we clear?
Okay. What can I talk about teats?
Suckling therein is acceptable.
Okay.
As long as your intern ain't the one doing it, boy.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, I'm with you.
All right. Now, I want to further clarify. I got a statement here, and we want you to know that there's this, you know, the Federal Communications Commission as, you know, Part 73, Section 73.881 regarding equal opportunities, you know, equal employment, EEO, right. You know that stuff?
Yeah. What?
Equal employment opportunities.
Yeah, EOE?
No, it's EEO right here, son. Can't you read? What's that letter? Right there, on where my finger's pointing, Kentucky Fried Finger.
Okay. How much do you weigh, by the way?
About 500 pounds of mean Southern man, boy.
We're going to need to get a new chair, Batman. Mm, okay.
Freaking. Well, you got one for what, each buttock, and that should be fine.
Okay.
Distribute the weight. But as you can see, general EEO policy.
Okay.
Equal employment opportunities shall be afforded by all LPFM licensees and permittees to all qualified persons. And no, what the hell? You ain't listening. You don't know any of this
really
stuff.
Really not.
Suffice it to say,
right now on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. You like to do fidgeting with your buttons and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of that.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
And
what was your name again?
Well, you know, Stump Worthy. You can call me Big Papa Stump. That'll work.
Okay, Stump.
Okay.
Cool. All right, anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm listening, really.
Well, I'm also concerned you done riled up the Jews. They don't...
When?
You said you made a comment likening your nasal-type features to those of the Hebraic persuasion.
Yeah, but I was actually insulting myself. I mean, I'm the one with the big nose, right?
Well, I got a note from the Anti-Defamation League, and they're a little concerned.
Anti-Defecation League?
Defamation.
Defamation. Gotcha. Sorry.
Not defamation.
Okay.
Ain't Don King here, son.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
All right. They said that they're actually offended because they said you just ain't smart enough to be Jewish. So any likeness taken to that along those lines.
Yeah, that I believe. So I need to be careful. All right with that. Okay.
Also, DC Comics got a little upset. You throwing the word Batman around without due license.
What's wrong with that? Without the license?
Well, it's a trademark property.
Even Batman himself,
we do have some alternatives that they suggested.
BM, yeah. Okay.
We can go with Catman.
Catman?
It sounds the same. I don't know what the difference is.
What about the fact that Batman has the logo on right now? And look at his
You
his
can't
shoes.
Profit from another man's intellectual property, son.
And his underwear. Look at his underwear.
That's like sleeping with your boudoir.
And his belt.
I ain't looking at another man's peepers.
All right. I just did, but okay.
Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Other options? Scatman.
Scat.
We can go with Fatman. Ratman. Bratman. Or, you know, I know your favorite would be Man.
No, it wouldn't. I'm just going to stick to BM then if I need to. All right.
That's fine.
And then what we'll do from now on, and we're going to have to switch all these sounders around when we talk about BM, because we can't say Batman. We say BM, we're going to have to do...
We're about to launch an anvil.
So we're going to have to find a new one for Jared. But
there,
anyway.
there is an anvil league, and you got to pay them some due, too.
Great, great.
So I'll fill out the paperwork. I'll make it all happen.
All right.
You'll
so
see it in my bill.
Stumpy, anything else that I need to know?
Not in particular, unless you have any questions about these here finer details.
I pretty much ask my questions as we go.
Okay.
Do you have maybe a handout? Because I didn't really listen too much. I'm not going to commit a lot of this. Bad memory.
I'll type it up for you, son, at the rate of $500 a word.
All right. How about if I just hope I remember it? Does that sound fair enough?
I think that might work in your little pea brain.
Thank you for coming by. I'd really like to get you out of here because, honestly, smelling something kind of weird in here, and it wasn't here before.
Oh, I got deep fried lawyer loving.
Don't you go ahead and get up and get out of here, please. See you later, Stumpy. Wow, that was great. I knew you
hired some winners.
I knew you had a lot of lawyers, but I didn't know I had one. I mean, I don't know how that happened exactly, but it did.
Isn't that how lawyers work?
Yeah, kind of. That's
kind of like those things that cling to the shark. Do you think the shark knows it has all those things stuck on it? Like, what are those, remoras? You know, those little sucker fish?
That's true.
You're going to wake up one day and have to brush all. They're like barnacles.
I mean, let's be honest. If we keep going the direction that the old show was going, and if we keep going the direction that I was starting to go right away with this show,
yeah,
we will have lawyers on us like remora fish. I mean, yes. This is true, and I don't want that to happen.
Suckling at your teeth.
I mean, I ain't going to lie. I'm trying to be a little more legit here. I mean, I'd like, but there's just so many things out there that aren't talked about. Like, for example, Aaron Rodgers and what I've heard about him, you know?
Right.
And then, you know, Rex Ryan, and of course, this has been talked about a little bit. Of course, I just found out about it because I got lost in space here a month ago. I didn't know about his foot fetish, you know? I didn't know about it.
And his wife.
Yeah, clearly that's, you know, and how stupid do you have to be to post those videos?
Yeah, no distraction for your team there.
No, not at all. Not at all. In fact, they probably are enjoying it, but Aaron Rodgers probably isn't, but he doesn't play for their team.
Oh, the foot team?
No comment at all.
Oh, it's killing you, isn't it?
I can't do it. In fact, my source, I said today to my source.
Oh, you have a source?
Well, I kind of have a source. I don't have a direct source, but I've got a source. And I said, you know, I'm hesitant. I said, I'm trying to be a little more legitimate here on this show. I really, really am. Yeah. I said, but this kind of stuff that doesn't get talked about on regular radio, wasn't there a place for it somewhere? But then there's also libel.
Right.
There's also slander. But the question becomes, when is, for example, Aaron Rodgers ever going to hear me talking about him?
I don't know. He seems pretty good at ignoring people.
But I'm not kidding that this is true. And I'm not kidding you. I am a lot closer to Aaron Rodgers now that Twitter exists than I was before Twitter existed. And I'm not kidding you. I mean, granted, yeah. I'm not saying that Aaron Rodgers is going to find out because I'm on Twitter. I'm just saying... And by the way, I have not said anything about Aaron Rodgers. I just want to make that clear. I have not said anything bad about Aaron Rodgers.
I heard you admiring his eyebrows the other day. Look,
Aaron Rodgers, boy, he does have some eyebrows, doesn't he?
There's some work. Man. He's a Muppet in the making.
He's definitely. But I did, the only thing I've said derogatory about Aaron Rodgers wasn't really even derogatory. It was, I mentioned that I have a big nose, and I mentioned that I could play a certain type of person, certain... ethnicity.
If I was a rich man, yabudibi.
Right. And I also mentioned that Aaron Rodgers could probably do the same. That's all I did. That's the only derogatory thing. And that's not derogatory, I don't think.
No.
Why am I defending myself?
You're just going to talk yourself into a hole.
Here I go. I think we need to take another break. Batman didn't think we'd take three breaks tonight, but we might. We might.
Ooh, record.
I'm not even sure how far we are into the show. I'm going to have to check that during the break. So let's go. There's no. What happened to the effing clock?
It is.
Okay, there it
machine.
Is. Now I know where we're at. All right, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll do more crap when we get back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Hi, Tom Bodette talking to you on a cell phone to demonstrate how easy it is to make reservations in Motel 6 when you're on the road. Uh-oh, I'm just about to head into a tunnel. Anyway, just call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6. Clean, comfortable room. Lowest price of any national chain. Sorry, this stupid phone's cutting out. Man, I hate these things. Call you back. I'm tired of from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you at a core hotel.
Welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show.
Well, you know this song.
Not necessarily. I can't tell right off the bat.
The drum beat.
I just felt like moving.
Remember a guy named Paul Rodgers? Not Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers' brother.
Or is it from Rodgers and Hammerstein?
No. It's The Firm. Yeah. You like that?
I don't hear a lot that's so firm.
Aaron and his brother Paul. You want to play the Rodgers game?
Mr. Rodgers?
Fred Rodgers, you mean, right?
Right.
Okay. So, we got Aaron. We got Paul. We got Fred.
Right.
Now I need to come up with another one. George.
Buck.
Very good.
Mister.
No, we already said it. Fred. Fred Rodgers doesn't count. Sorry. We're back to me, aren't we? You got Buck. I had George. You know, is there Steve Rodgers out there?
We can just call him Ed. I'm sure there's an Ed Rodgers.
I think you're king of the Rodgers is what I think.
I don't know if that's a great thing to take home with me tonight, but I'll
well,
do that.
That's the game I always wanted to play with you on the old show, and I could never get you to understand what I was trying to do.
Let's just face it, you're not very articulate.
I go like, you know, Mike Tomlin, you go Mike Graves, and I'd be like, no. Not how I want to play it. But anyway, all right. So where are we at now? All right. I had a bunch of things I'm thinking about I wanted to do here.
All right.
And I got Batman going, okay, we only got this much time, and you got to, I'm like, why are you, you know, all right, we'll figure this out. All right. This, we hope we're going to have time for our gripes of the week.
Oh, we'd better.
We hope. Let's scan through this real quick then. What I've got here is something that right now that I'm just simply calling song to story. And I think eventually I'm going to turn this over to you to put together because you're the guy who writes for a living or has written for a living. And
okay.
You know,
but I like where this is going, maybe.
But I wanted to be the one to write the first few to give you an idea as to what I'm talking about, and
okay.
Then you can do the next set. And this will also be a fun way to see how bad your music knowledge is.
Oh, it's bad.
Okay. So what I've basically done is I've taken Batman, you'll definitely want to stay in on this too, just to hear this. And I also want Batman to get his notebook out so that as soon as he thinks he knows the answer, he needs to write it down and put it up to the glass so I can see if he's got it already. Because then we can test Batman's knowledge versus Jared's knowledge and how much faster Batman is than Jared is. So,
all right.
Oh, by the way, I saw you had a razor there. Can we shave Jared? Because his lamb chops are getting kind of long.
It's going to stay that way till I get my haircut.
See this here.
No, no, no. You don't touch the chops.
It's operable.
You know, that sound could represent any number of unsettling things.
I know it could. All right. So I've picked songs that I think any average Joe approximately our age would know. And this is why it's going to be so funny. Batman has his notebook ready. What I've done is I've taken the song and I have written a short story about it, basically. Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you, Batman? Okay. So, Batman, as soon as you think you know what it is, write it down and put it up against the glass so I can say Batman's got the answer already. All right. Here we go. First one. When he was just out of high school, Richard worked hard during the day, didn't make a lot of money, was also a troublemaker. He was a tough guy, and every fight he got into, he would win. He was known as the wild alcoholic who carried a gun and whose favorite drink was tequila. He got married, but still didn't have a care in the world other than getting drunk. One night, he was messing around with a friend of his. They were both drunk, and Richard was messing around firing his gun in the air. Things led to things, and the next thing he knew, he had shot his friend dead. He ended up in jail for life. He pleaded that it was an accident, but it did not matter. At 18 years old, Richard was in prison for life. That should give it away.
Oh, God.
Batman, do you have it yet? No. Really? I'm surprised by that. I really would have thought
you
would get
that. Well, now I don't feel so bad.
I guess not. Maybe this is harder than I thought.
Or maybe I'm so bad about pop music or popular music.
Well, since neither one of you have it, I guess I'm just going to have to go ahead and play the answer for you then. Let me see here.
So it's not like a...
Remember this song? Yeah. What is it now, Batman? I know he doesn't know what it is. You want to write it down? We'll see how long it takes, Jerry, because Jerry still doesn't know what it is. Yep. Batman has it right. Yep. Are you mad at yourself for not getting that, though? Kinda? You can go ahead and talk. That's fine.
Just not a big Skid Row fan after he bashed the bottle in the chick's face and thought it was a good idea.
I understand. But you knew the song. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
I mean...
I know no Skid
Row. I tried to put it out of my mind.
I understand. So I think you'll have a better chance of getting these other ones. But Jared, you don't even probably... You probably never even heard this song.
The only contact I had with Skid Row is I bought my roommate the album for his birthday, and that was it. Didn't listen to it. Not my cup of tea.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Jared Afkar. Let's do another one. Here we go. You ready, Batman? Here we go. All right. I purchased my first guitar at Ben Franklin and played it all day and all night. I got together with some of my friends. We put together a band, but it didn't last long. I had high hopes for us, but deep down I knew we wouldn't really go anywhere with it. But man, I had a good time back then. Really love looking back at that time of my life. I had a job that summer at the local theater. It wasn't a great job, but that's where I met my girlfriend. God, we had a great time, and you told me that you'd wait for me till I was ready. Those times were absolutely the greatest, but nowadays things are different and have changed quite a bit. I think about you sometimes when I play that old guitar, and I wonder what went wrong. Now, the last few lines should give it away, and Batman's writing down frantically. Batman's already got it. Let me just make sure he's got it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the last part is the actual title of the song. Yeah. Here's the last line, or last two lines. And I wonder what went wrong. Man, those were some of the best times I can remember. Jared Afkar, what's the name of that song?
Yeah. Sorry. Pass again.
Man.
Summer whatever. Summer 69 or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Batman got that one. Are you at least you're more familiar with this song than you are of 18 and Life, which is good.
I do know this song.
Okay.
I honestly have never listened to the lyrics or retained them in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, this is why I wanted to present this to people. So what are you laughing about? What he just said? I know. Let's just tell everybody. Okay, your past in music. Radiohead?
No, it didn't start there.
Oh, sure it did.
I didn't just wake up one day and like not listen to anything, and then suddenly Radiohead came along. And, oh, great. There's a band for me now.
So it started with R.E.M.
I can listen along.
What you're saying is it started with R.E.M.
No, it didn't start with them either.
Okay. Started with the Stones.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's fair then. It started with the Stones.
But that didn't even happen to high school.
And then stopped is what pretty much happened, right?
No.
It started with the Stones, ended with the Stones.
Well, sure, right.
Another time,
if
another
place.
That's
the picture you want to paint.
I'm just kidding. We need to move on to the next one. Although Batman's frantically writing something down, and I want to see what he has to say before we move on to number three.
Oh, how many of these are there?
Hope you're playing along at home and having a good time. Batman writes, wait, hang on, I got to do this the right way. All right.
Well, this is odd.
Batman writes, no wonder he didn't care about lyrics. Yeah, exactly, because of the stuff that he was listening to. Yeah. Oh, don't start the fighting. We don't want music snobbery to incorporate too badly into this show. Just a minute. Just let's go on to the next one. Forget it, Jared. It's okay. Let's move on to the next one. You should get this one. This band is from the Stones era, sort of. Maybe a little bit later than the Stones, the height of the Stones' popularity, but they were popular in the 70s. This band was popular in the 70s. Here we go. I can't help myself. I love you even though it's not the right thing to do. I'd give you everything I have, but what's the point? You wouldn't take it anyway. Sure, go ahead and do your thing and think it's just another one of those ho-hum days. All you want to do is live together. Again, I just want to give you everything I got. Look at this. It's all here waiting for you to just take it. I was getting kind of drunk when I wrote that one.
That could be anything.
Because I don't remember writing ho-hum days, but
I've never even heard you use the phrase ho-hum.
Ho-hum. Did you not get that one? It's a tough one, but you don't know what it is, Batman. Okay. All right. Well, then I suppose I better give the answer so we can move on to the next one. Yeah. You know what this is, Jared?
It's painful.
Always one of my favorite songs.
Really?
It's a great song. Oh, yeah. Top 20, I'd say, at least.
One of your top 20?
Yeah, probably.
Really?
Didn't used to be, but it is now. Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac. Yes, Batman. Exactly. The problem with this doing this song was the fact there's only about three lyrics in the entire song, so I had to kind of, yeah, mess around with it a little bit. But anyway, okay, so that was number three.
Ho-hum.
Ho-hum days. Another lonely day. Call hum-drum. It another ho-hum day.
What the hell?
What?
Ho-hum is what threw me off.
Well, like I said, I had to. If I just wrote the lyrics out, you'd get it, right? I mean, I've got to be creative with it. And that's what I was trying to do, and hopefully, Jared's understanding what I'm trying to do with
it. I get it.
So that he can do it next time. So, 0-3 so far. Let's get this one. Come on, you can do it. This is number four. One of the biggest hits of all time. Okay, uh-huh. The last one. Uh-huh. Here we go. I'll be keeping my eyes on you while we're away from each other. I hurt so much since we've been apart. Man, I was hammered when I did this one. I've been so out of it, so confused. I want and need you so bad. Batman's already got it.
Oh, come on. That could be any of like 5 million songs. How many of them are about whining about not
Let me finish. Again, if you don't get it on this last line, and I think Batman will agree. I want and need you so bad. I keep crying out to you, baby. But don't worry. I'll be watching you.
What, the police song?
There. What's the police song called?
Every step you take.
Every breath you take. All right. Yeah. I knew that last line.
But that's the same thing.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's hard. There's only so many ways you can say that.
Right? Well, that's the biggest problem with this song, again, is just like the Fleetwood Mac song. There's not a whole lot of lyrics that are different. I mean, it's a lot of the same stuff said a little bit differently and things like that.
I will be
like
observing
that.
You in a future tense. Yeah, that... Every now, footstep you, trodden upon the
you
surface.
Start putting that bull in them, and I'm going to have to beat the snot out of you. You know,
I'm going to have to do that to disguise
I,
it.
I know you did.
I think it's awesome.
All I'm asking is for you to do the best you can.
You're not pop-tarted like I am.
Well, that's the thing you're going to need to do. You're going to need to. You need to. That's true. Pop-tarted. That's probably the best way to put it. Pop-tarted.
Yeah.
Maybe that should be your nickname, Pop-tard.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right. So next time we'll have you do this, and if you can come up with a better name for it other than Song to a Story, you can definitely have that.
Well, I'm just going to figure out how I can upload it without you knowing what it is I'm uploading.
Well, we'll figure that out later. We'll figure that part out later because we don't necessarily need the song. I just happened to thought it would be a good idea, and we'll figure something out. Maybe we can give him his own FTP. I don't know. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? You can go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't want to be like other producers and try to. So I'm trying to keep my voice gravelly like Batman.
Nice.
I don't want to take over the show.
Did you have something you wanted to say?
Yeah, I did. He could always just write to me because I'm sure I have the song probably in the queue somewhere.
Good point. But you know why that doesn't work, Batman?
And it why?
Then you can't play.
Well, but you still can, and that's the funny part.
That's true, because I'm going to probably look like an absolute ass after we're done as well.
I could just label them song 1, 2, 3, and 4.
You could do that, too. That's true. How much time do we have? Got a few minutes? Okay, good. We got a few more minutes. Let's go ahead and do our gripes. Are you ready for this? Uh-huh. This is our new segment.
I don't know. You've given me repeated body blows. I don't know that I'm up for...
I'm going to let you go first.
Oh, I can't go first.
Because I did it last week. Okay, so I'm going to let you go first.
All right.
But first, we got to play our new sounder. So we only got a few minutes. Ooh, we need to get it started. Right. All right, here we go. This is compliments of our good friend in Canada, Joe D.
Wesmar and Afkar are filled to the brim with anger.
I still hate people.
Annoying nasally voices.
No.
Oh, I was about to burst a blood vessel.
You know what really bothers me about this? There's too much Todd Sheets on Jeff Elope Radio already, in my opinion. I've been thinking a lot about this.
Turkey, tightly wound, yeah. Mean, yeah. Taskmaster.
Yeah.
And to maintain their sanity, we present Gripes of the Week.
Go ahead, Jerry.
All right, I'll try to be quick here.
Please do.
And mine is not directed at a person so much as just the awkward phenomenon that it is having a daughter, you know, being a guy and having a daughter, and the situations you find yourself in as a result.
So, absolutely, I can relate to that.
So for me, it involved a trip to the American Girl store this weekend. And you know, as you can tell, everyone knows I have a tenuous grip on masculinity as it is anyway. And I don't need to be, it was, I mean, I can tick off the things that were uncomfortable about the place. It was super crowded. I mean, the staff was nice. They were super helpful. We were returning something that my daughter had gotten for Christmas and they run a tight ship over there, but it was packed. It was full of Johnsonites and their little spoiled offspring and just wall to wall of kind of creepy clientele. You know, I kind of resent knowing what I knew when I was talking to the clerk and I was able to say, yes, you know, we're replacing a typewriter. I know that this character was retired. I know that this one's coming along because I ordered one crappy thing and I get bombarded with emails. And now I know Lainey is retired and, you know, they have Kanani coming from Hawaii as their new doll. And this is wretched horror. And I had to go on in detail about, you know, picking why I picked the character I did and who's
right.
Yeah. So that was wrong. It was full of people, just nothing like me. There were people in costumes. You know how I feel about that. There's a guy in a doctor outfit who was there to help repair dolls. They actually had a hairdressing station where you could pay $30 to have your doll's hair redone by people who, I mean, they were on little stands. It was wrong and horrifying.
I understand.
And then I had to walk around all the mall with an American Girl bag, branding me the loser I was. And perhaps the creepiest part is the adult women who collect the dolls.
Right.
You know, because it's bad enough for a kid, but there are these adult women. And then on the scale of loser department, there's me, right? But and the other guys who are fathers who exchange uncomfortable looks, kind of like you're at a chick flick and you make eye contact like, yeah, I have to see this crappy Meg Ryan movie too. It's the same thing. You're doing this because you love your daughter. I don't like American Girl for any reason because I'm a guy. But the people who are the husbands of the wives who are buying the crap for themselves, they're at the low end. So at least there's,
yeah.
I can feel better about myself. Like, it's one thing to blow money on this for your kid. It's another thing if your wife is creepy and is collecting dolls as an adult in society.
This is true. It's a very good point. So,
and I had to go back today after getting my, you know, to pick up the item that we were exchanging.
You've had a lot of American Girl the last few days then.
I hadn't even been to the darn mall in 5, 6, 7 years. And this is my first time back. And yeah, it was traumatic.
The real question then that I have for you right now is, do you feel better after letting it out a little bit?
Yeah. And I'm not, it's not that I'm angry as much as I'm just like baffled that if you were to ask me 10 years ago, would you be in a store like that ever in a million years? Hell no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But parenthood kind of crept up on you.
You order one damn thing online and they have like their claws into you and they're emailing you. No. Next thing you know that this thing is being retired and they're launching this thing and they're sending catalogs with my name on it. Jared Blankenship. American Girl for you. I can't stand it.
Okay, look. Good news.
Sorry.
Good news for you. You've gotten to vent and we don't have time for my gripe. So,
I didn't mean to.
That's okay. No, it's perfectly fine. I did one last week. We're going to do two from now on if we can. If we only do one, that's fine. Next week will be my week. I've got mine in the kitty. It's not a big deal, so not a problem. Had a great time tonight, as always.
Likewise.
Fabulous to have you here, Jared Afgar. Batman, love you very much, too. And all you out there, we'll see you again next week. Thank you for joining us. See you in Toronto. Good night.
The Brad Westmar Show is a Jackalope Radio production.